Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Remember Victory Monday, and Reaction Monday continues after us. We are off early as D'Amico Ryan's The Coach's Show will come up a little bit after we get done. Actually, right at 5, right when we get done, so stay tuned for that. We'll get to T-Mill's Best Bets. I'm guessing it'll have a big Raiders-Cowboys feel to it, so stay tuned for that. By the way, you can catch Raiders-Cowboys Monday Night Football right here on Sports Radio 610, coming up after the Coach's Show and Texans All Access, right here on Sports Radio 610, courtesy of Westwood One. And also, a programming note, tomorrow morning, 7:30, the general manager, Nick Caserio, will be on with Payne and Pendergast. Mm. Stay tuned for that. After that big win going into this big stretch, Nick Caserio, 7:30, Payne and Pendergast, mark your... Now set your alarms, mark your calendar for that, as that is coming up behind us. By the way, some news there. James Franklin looks like he's going to be the next coach at Virginia Tech. So he is one of the names to go down, leaving Penn State. I think that is a strong job for him. I think that is a job that has good tradition. Now we'll see what happens with the ACC, but good tradition. And not a place that will fire you if you win 10 games and you win 2 games in the college football playoff. That's a place that generally would love anything close to that.
Well, it's a place right now. Look, with Florida State down, with Clemson down, with Miami not. I mean, look, they're not what they were 6 weeks ago. Everybody thought they're the best team in America.
Thought so.
You know, Louisville obviously is a little bit of a problem, even though they lost this week. There's a real opportunity to resurrect that program and be in national championship contention within a year or two. I mean, it's no doubt about it. I mean, one of the best entries into the stadium that's out there.
Yeah, I was wondering where he was going to go.
Isn't that the Inner Sandman? Isn't that the Inner Sandman?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
That is impressive, man.
He keeps going to places, and I guess he's fine with it, just going to places where it's nothing but that is there, and it's hard as hell to get to.
Oh.
they say Blacksburg is hard as hell to get to, and Happy Valley is hard as hell to get to at Penn State.
Never been to either.
You know, a pretty badass sports talk show starts with Inner Sandman, too.
Is that ours?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I heard a couple. Yeah, there it is. yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Have you seen that walk, that entrance?
Oh, no, it's legit, sure. It's not Kyle Field, but.
And I got to give them credit. they do a pretty good job with a really difficult color scheme.
Orange and maroon.
It's like a brown, isn't it? Is it like an orange and a brown?
Yeah,
it's a. They
what
do
is
a,
that considered? Check that out. What
I don't know, but they do a pretty good job of putting together. That old Mike Vick throwback from Virginia Tech. That's a nice one. Maybe Maybe if you're Kyler Murray, you don't take a picture with it while holding a pit bull. But it's a nice one. It's a nice one. They do a pretty good job with the with those jerseys. All right, as we head to D'Amico, let's hear from D'Amico from earlier today. He gives an update.
Chicago maroon and burnt orange.
Really? Chicago maroon? That looked brown.
I didn't have that.
Those colors are not supposed to be together.
Chicago maroon and burnt orange. I didn't think about it. It's a little mixture of A&M and Texas. I mean, I didn't think about that.
Is it maroon? I thought it was brown. It's
Chicago
just looks,
maroon must be brown. A brownish
Chicago
maroon.
Chicago maroon, yeah. I said, man, they just got, their colors are just doo-doo. All right, for real.
maybe doo-doo brown. Maybe that's officially Chicago brown. I mean, Chicago maroon.
All right, this was D'Amico giving an update on C.J. Stroud.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And Jalen Petrie, who have missed the last two games with concussions.
Yeah, with the short week, just the update as of right now, CJ and Jalen are still in the concussion protocol. I think it's looking good for to have Kaimi back this week, so we'll see how that goes. And with CJ and Jalen, we'll kind of, again, we got to see how the week goes. You know, when they're in their concussion protocol, there are steps they have to pass to be available. So we'll see how it goes for them this week.
That was D'Amico. He also went on to get a little bit more specific, especially with CJ here.
Yeah, look, we're hopeful for CJ to get back healthy. That's the first thing, the most important thing. And for me and my spot, I just have to deal with it based on when they pass the steps they need to pass. And if they are available, then being able to see them on the field, see them get reps and see how that goes. But as of right now, it's kind of nothing, that I can do, from my seat here. I'm just and praying for those guys to just get back healthy.
All right, that's D'Amico Ryans, an update on three of his injured players. And to me, Clint, we will see and learn more, I think, tomorrow and be able to read between the lines tomorrow as it is a short week and we'll get more of a who practiced situation. But Clint, right there, the way he talked about CJ and Petrie in comparison to the way he talked about Fairbairn, the kicker, it feels different and it feels right now I would lean towards, especially CJ, but those guys not playing the way he just sounded.
Yeah, look, I I'm going to lean into the short week. I mean, it's Monday. They missed today. You got Tuesday. Nothing's obviously going to happen. It definitely not going to happen on Wednesday. And so, I mean, he just said it right there. And this has been my take from as soon as yesterday's game was over was the opportunity to see them on the field, see them get reps, and see how they respond. Like, you just don't have time. On a short week, you're not going to have time to do all. It is literally going to have to be, if C.J. Stroud plays, it is literally going to have to be a gut of, hey, Thursday afternoon, he can go. He's cleared. I mean, there's nothing that he's going to do this week, being in the protocol or out of the protocol for a day. There's nothing that he's going to do that's going to be like, yeah, man, this is convincing he's ready. It's going to have to be a straight gut call if CJ Stroud plays this week, if he clears and he plays.
Yeah, just the way he said it sounded just then, it doesn't seem like he's cleared right now. And that, to me, that's a – especially, we're talking missing 2 weeks, still had symptoms last week. That was – that seems like that was a pretty good tough situation there. We've seen Titus miss 1 week. We saw Nico miss 1 week, and then him and Petrie have now, they're entering their third week potentially of missing. So, yeah, to me, we'll learn a lot more tomorrow. Tomorrow, we see the practice schedule come out, and if they sit tomorrow, they're not playing.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think so.
They're not. I would think they're not playing. All right. As we said, D'Amico coming up behind us. Let's get to T Mills' best bets. As last time we heard from Tyler, he was in the midst of an 0-for-10 stretch, and that was heading to Nashville.
I was not aware them Thursday bets were 0-for-5.
Back to back.
Damn.
5 on Wednesday and Thursday. That's right.
Well, that was painful.
Oh, we led the show. Oh boy, folks.
I gotta go back on the Odyssey.
Tyler is 0 for his last 10 on best bets.
And he's heading to Nashville.
And he's taking that luck to Nashville.
Taking that show
on. That's all right. It came through.
It was making a lot of sense at halftime.
That's all right. It's a new week. And Monday Night Football tonight. Again, if you forget these or you are unable to catch it, you need to look back. Go to @TMillRealDeal to find out his best bets. What you got tonight?
Monday Night Football, we got Cowboys in Vegas playing the Raiders. I got 5 bets for you. Here they are. First, I'm taking the points with the Raiders. It's been fluctuating a bit today, but I got it at 3.5. Raiders plus 3.5 against the Cowboys. I'm on the under in this game. I believe it's set around 49. I teased it a little bit, teased it up to 50, so I'm on under 50 points in tonight's game. And then 3 player props, 1 Cowboy. Dak Prescott, the quarterback, I got over 257.5 pass yards for him. Excuse me. I think he's going to have to be throwing the ball a whole lot because I expect them to be trailing in this game. Brock Bowers for the Raiders, over 6.5 receptions for him tonight. That is my favorite one on this board.
Mine too.
Okay, that makes me feel good. You've been pretty good lately when you love or hate my bets, so that makes me feel better.
I got some hate in here too. I just want you to know that.
Crap. Ashton Jeanty, anytime touchdown for the Raider. Anytime touchdown at minus 130 odds. Those are your 5 best bets.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys are going to get after the Raiders tonight.
I just got a question.
I got an answer.
Raiders staying within 3 or winning. Dak Prescott throwing for more than 257. And the under 50.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time connecting all those dots.
Done it before.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I mean, look, the more critical I am, the better chance your chances of winning are.
You got to throw it a lot and get over that 257.5 yard mark for Dak. That doesn't mean he's putting it in the end zone.
Isn't this a high scoring offense in football?
We'll find out in a few short hours.
Raiders did play better against Denver.
They did.
Defensively.
They didn't against Jackson.
I don't like how much you're doubting me right now.
I know. I'm not doubting you. I'm just trying to connect the dots.
I don't really appreciate
it. The Raiders stay within 3. The score stays low, but Dak balls. I don't know how.
The Brock Bauer situation. I want to see what Quinnen Williams does. That's a different look. Yeah, I think Dak's going to get over 257 because I think Dak's – they're going to score like hell. Yeah, this will be a fun one. But check it out at @TMillRealDeal.
I'll take the Dak over with you. Thank you, sir.
The Brock Bowers feels easy right there to me because what you're saying about Dak is what I think is going to happen to Geno tonight. He survives. God, but last time I saw Geno, man, I was like,
it's a rough
man.
Look, wasn't it?
Dang, dragging that old leg. I said, come on, man. Kenny Pickett can't be this bad.
He's dragging that old leg.
Hey, well, it's lost him that game. All right. Clint, great job, as always. Tyler, as well. Congratulations. The curse is no curse. This is going to be a crazy week. Short week for the Texans, which means we'll be a little different. We'll be out on Wednesday for a little thirsty Wednesday, not Thursday. So come hang out with us. We'll get you more. Which Buffalo Wild Wings?
Richie Road.
Richie Road on Wednesday. So come hang out with us. D'Amico Ryan's The Coach's Show coming up next. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby. I can see Tyler's shirt.
What's it say, Ron?
It's a Victory Monday as well. Go ahead, T.
Let's
Mill.
Go!
Like, oh, my God, Tyler.
Good hell.
Oh, my God. He just said F it. All right, Uncle Glenn, how you feel?
You talking like a damn fool. I'm going to protect my boy Dirty. I'm going to protect my boy Ron. And I'm going to protect my boy T.
Musical chairs with the offensive line again. Again. Musical chairs with the offensive line. Again. Again. We had a new starter and moved the position and had. Oh, this is freestyling
that
right
was
there.
On. You were onto something when that jingle was on a little earlier, wasn't you?
I had it.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.